Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear. And another big ear, they looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
3. Apples. There was a boy, a very holy boy in India, filled with wisdom. He had the big glow shining inside him, and many people would come from miles around to be in his presence. A well-to-do American tourist passing through the town heard about the boy and was immediately very skeptical. He was a very educated, sophisticated, worldly man who did not believe in God. What could a so-called holy boy teach him? He was determined to prove to the ignorant locals that this boy was a fraud. One day, while in the town square, he saw the boy walking, followed by a crowd of devotees. He pushed and shoved his way through the crowd of locals and came in front of the boy. He had been waiting for this moment. He sneered at the boy and took a ripe red apple out of his pocket. He said mockingly to the boy, "I will give you this apple if you can show me where God is." The boy was quiet for a moment as he stared peacefully at the man. The townspeople watched. His eyes were filled with light and love. His heart was warm. Finally, he spoke in a soothing, serene voice. "I will give you 2 apples," he said, "if you show me where God is not."
child. I just love that. More than I have been, I am. More than I will be, I am. I am that I am. Who are you? Who sent you? Why are you here? What's your name? In the land of I am, that's where I live. What's your address? The land of I am. Yes, Ricky Byers Beckwith in the land of I am. If you want to find out more about Ricky Byers Beckwith, you can go to her website, weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. That's where it's all happening, next to lifeconversationsradio.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Life is good, it's getting better. It is so nice to see you all here. Those of you listening to the show live, and those of you listening to the archive, when you listen to it, it's going to be now. So welcome. Thank you for listening. Those of you listening on the phone line, thank you. Don't start. Just calm yourself down. So anyway, what are we doing today? We're welcoming all of you in the chat room. I got some announcement. Yes, indeed. What a week we've had. What a week. It's been an interesting, powerful week. And we're winding down today, just kicking back. And, I need to warn y'all right now. If you're sensitive, you may want to come back and listen to the show. You may not want to listen to the show, because you might get your feelings hurt now, or not, or you may get your feelings healed. Chances are you'll get it hurt and then get healed, because that's how we do it over here. We wake you up, bam! You're like, ouch, did he say that? And then we'll just put some healing balm on you. Like, it's okay, all is well. Today, we are talking about nothing. We're just thinking out loud. So we're not talking, we're just thinking. So all the things you're hearing, what you're hearing right now is not even me talking. You're just hearing my thoughts. You're hearing my thoughts. And I don't know what's going to come up. I'm going to bring Betty on soon. And you, when Betty and I start talking, oh, Lord, you guys don't even want to know. Betty and I, when we start talking, no, actually, let me phrase that. Let me put that in a different way. Betty is not a good influence on me. So when we're talking, this spiritually Buddha-like life coach Ade, Betty just tapped into my evil side and all this stuff is coming out of me. And I'm like, Betty, stop it. She said, that's my power. I use my power very well. So anything that I say that rubs you the wrong way, blame it on Betty. Because Betty is my let it flow coach. Just whatever you're thinking, just let it out, let it flow. let's go to some announcements here. Couple of announcements, actually three. Couple is always two, but even though we always say couple and we say more than two, here you go. But anyway, Friday, tomorrow, whatever the date is, I think, yes, August 19th. I know the date, but I just don't keep it in my mind. August 19th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Where do you need to be? You need to be with myself and my dear friend, Dr. Stephanie Sears, where we host Business of Being webinar. That's our 8 p.m. Now, we do have a secret, but we won't tell you. If you haven't got your invite yet, you will see the secret, but we won't tell you yet. But it's 8 o'clock, Friday night, tomorrow. And if you haven't got your invite and you know that you're on our mailing list, don't worry about it. If you haven't got an invite and you know you're not on the mailing list, the email address to send to request your invitation is info@thebusinessofbeing.com. info@thebusinessofbeing.com, and put in subject box, transform my business now. That's so the Business of Being webinar. Coaching program is simply where we teach you how to translate your spiritual values into your business. And when we say business, we don't just mean your business that you start. We're talking about in your life, where you get to think about money differently, where you get to think of your inner resources differently. And I'm having you think of some profound ideas, things that you may never have thought of. But when you hear it, you say, wow, that makes so much sense. It's about using the law of attraction, the universal law, to get us to a place where we know we deserve, to get us to a place that we know is our birthright. The email address, once again, is info@thebusinessofbeing.com. And put in the subject box, transform my business now. And, of course, last Wednesday of the month, we've got two special shows that we bring. 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford. Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford. And stop it. Stop thinking. Talk. Okay, I need to stop thinking for a minute. Let me talk. That's 12 p.m. Michelle Brown Stafford is our in-house, in-house psychic. You're doing too much thinking. Talk. She's our in-house parenting expert, and she's going to be joining us. And we're continuing part two, where it's really part two of the show we started last month, which was educating boys and more about solutions, the things we can do to support our boys, their learning style, as well as talking about homeschooling, what it means, just demystifying the idea that, you know, you can't homeschool because you don't have a degree or you're not a teacher. You can homeschool if you can't even spell the word school. As long as you're an adult and you're open and aware and you're conscious about this thing called life. There's so many ways to teach. So many ways. Yes, I said it. So I'm moving right along to 2 p.m. on the same day, last Wednesday of the month. Ancestral Blueprints. If you don't like what I said or what I'm saying, take it to my ancestors. They'll deal with you. Ancestral Blueprints, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on here. ConversationsRadio.com, where we assist you to be the change you want to see. It's about living life fully. I got to get out of this chat room. This chat room is distracting me. It's about living life fully, having fun. And today, it's thinking out loud. We got new listeners. We got listeners in the chat room. Press 1 if you want to join in the conversation. Press 1 on your keypad, whatever. If you got questions, if you're stuck, if you want to share a joke, if you just come on and you have nothing to say, we will go to you. And if you don't have anything to say, we'll support you, but we'll hang up on you because this is radio, okay? And in the chat room. But what's on your mind? What's going on? What have you been thinking about? What is something that you've been, you know, you've just been thinking, oh, I don't know if people are ready for that. I don't know if I want to share that. Well, this is a platform. I don't know if it's going to be a regular Thursday thing, but it's been such a, I've had a wonderful week. And I just didn't feel like doing too much thinking. Right. But anyway, but I just thought I want to kick back. And Betty, you know, she said, what's the topic? I said, I don't know. What's the topic? She said, I don't know. I said, well, you know, we'll just think out loud. But it's going to be good. Last week, we advised you to go to the FDA website and look at all the stuff that you're eating, all the incense. I know why I said that. Insect wings and, stop it. Don't start. Don't go there. But I'm thinking out loud. So anyway, Aisha, it's nice to see you. Exotic faces. How many faces do you have? You have the Elmo face, you got the Aisha face, and you got other faces that I know about. But anyway, Glowing Gooch, Tanya, you've been pretty quiet. What's shaking in your world? What's going on? You trying to be a fly on the wall? We're going to come to you. If you're on the phone line, I'll come to you. I just unmute your phone. But you're not on the phone line, so you're safe by the whatever. Virtual Office Center, Electra, my sister, who is always sending powerful energy through the universe. And we got Yanka O. What does that mean? Are you male or female? Or are you both? We are both. We are both male and female, so it's okay. I can't identify Yanka. Yanka is kind of, it's invisible. But let us know if you're male or female in that sense. Let's see. Do I want to go to Betty yet? Betty brings out the devilish side of me. I don't know if I want to do that, but this is what I want to do. I just want to let you know, guys. You guys, you listen regularly, but you don't really know who I am. You know, you don't really know the great work I'm doing. But I just need to tell you that there are people who believe in me. There are people who believe in my music. I mean, they just, I mean, but yeah, some of y'all won't even tell me how great a musician I am. But I don't care if you don't tell me, because I got someone to tell me.
Let's take a call. 646.
Taking a call?
Area call.
No.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
God bless you.
Yes, thank you. And you too. God bless you too. Thank you for that.
You're changing the world.
Thank you. Ooh, you just hit me. You shut me up. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You saved lives, whether you know it or not.
Mm. Okay.
I am going to cry.
Wow.
And the fact that you're here with today is changing my life. Can I? I just want to say this is more than about your music.
Yeah.
I came out both because of my mother telling me she would disown me if I was gay, and a little bit of bullying both outside in the world and even with one of the staff members here. I love you.
I love you too. What's your name?
You have changed so many millions of youths, gay youths' lives.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your name?
You are a hero, a musical icon, a legend.
Wow.
I cried at the Monster Ball. 5 times I cried.
Oh, God.
I love you.
I love you,
I love
too.
You too.
I am going to cry.
Oh, God.
When I hear your song, I think about the people who have been kicked out of their homes, who have thought about slitting their wrists.
Okay. when you talk about song, what song are you talking about?
I am.
I know, right?
Say that again?
Can I just want to say this is more than about your music.
Okay.
You've saved lives, whether you know it or not.
Oh, God.
God bless you.
I receive the words. I receive the truth, and I appreciate that. All right?
I love you.
Love you, too.
You are a hero, a musical icon, a legend.
Thank you.
Crickets.
You have changed so many millions of youths, gay youths' lives.
Well, I got to breathe this one in. I got to breathe this in. Thank
something.
You very much, because I received the truth.
Thank you.
I received the truth. You're welcome. I think I'm going to play Abraham right now. Let's go to part two. Of the
you
clip.
Can't handle it.
And I received the
You can't
handle
it.
I received the
love. You can't handle it. Run into Abraham. Now, those of you that are hearing that for the first time, it's like, what is wrong with Life Coach? Are they laughing in the middle of this phone call? Well, I let Betty. Betty has a way of breaking it down. Betty always have mean stitches. Betty. How could you, Aisha said, Ade, how come I don't know about your music? Well, that's the thing. I don't know about my own music. I don't know. She must think. She must think my name is Sade. I got the sweet taboo, and I know my love is king, and I'm truly a soldier of love. But I don't know what music she was talking about. Electra said, what did Electra say? Let me go back. I'm going to go to Betty in a minute. Betty, be ready now because I'm coming to you. Betty said, Electra said, oh, did I ever find out who called in? I have no clue. But what I can say to them, what I can say to them is thank you for that laugh, because every time, Betty, you ready for me? Every time I hear Betty and I talk about it, it's just so funny. They clearly wanted to prank radio host. I don't know, But like Aisha said, it's time to get me in the studio. Yes, I can sing, you know. Let's see. Oh, now y'all starting something. I can sing. Let me. See, I got a great singing voice. But my singing voice is so great that every night it's got to go out and do some kind of gig. And it doesn't wake up until later on. So in the meantime, no, I'm not going to do it. Maybe I will. I don't know. But I got the Agape Choir here. I like singing the Agape Choir because they help me sing my song. You know, you just can't wait for nobody else to do it. I just got to sing my song. So anyway, that was a recording. Those of you that are hearing that for the first time. So, you're ready for me. Okay, cool. That was a recording that we, basically, I guess I got pumped. Aisha, don't even start it. Stop it. Don't encourage me because all it takes is a slight encouragement and it's all over. So anyway, so we were taking calls. I saw this number and I answered it. And that's what happened. I remember sharing with my homeboy, my homeboy, my brother, my soul brother, John Stringer. John Stringer said, "Who the hell does she think you are?" I was like, "Wait a minute, John. What is that supposed to mean?" But he was shocked. Like, what? I was shocked. But no, we never found out. Okay, let me clear my throat. Aisha wants me to sing. No, I'm not going to sing. Unless, no, don't even do that. Oh, maybe I will. Today's Thinking Out Loud. No, I'm not. I'm just going to bring Betty on. Aisha, I'm not going to sing. Let me just go get Betty. Betty, silly woman. Now, let me tell you people, I'm bringing Betty on. It's all downhill after all of this. It's all downhill now. So, Betty, you're live.
Don't blame me. Yeah, don't blame me for being who you are.
Don't blame me for who you are. That's a good one.
Don't blame me, you know. I mean, as far as that call was concerned, you have to understand when we get certain calls on the line and everything, Ade's private messaging me. Betty, screen the call. Betty, ask her name. Betty. And I'm doing all that, and I'm like, you know, certain calls come in where you get quiet because it sounds so serious. And so I instantly went to this real thing of attention. I'm like, wow, this lady, wow. And as soon as she said musical legend, the big question marks hit my head, like, huh? This, and I'm like, is she talking to the right person? At this point, I'm not thinking it's a recording. I'm just thinking a person called in and she's not paying attention to Ade, what's your name? And Ade's constantly, and I love you too. And I love you. I love you. Give me the legend. Thank you. And weeks after that, I would text Ade and I would say, I love you. You're a musical legend. And we've had a good hearty laugh off of that recording. And so I finally screened the call.
Right,
because it was still showing in the on the switchboard. This person was still online, so I screened the call and I'm like, "Hello," and next thing I hear is, "I love you, your musical lesson, wonderful," and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, this is a recording. It's not even a real person." And Ade just felt in it. You know, sometimes a spiritual hack could be on a little too tight, and
too tight. Well, but here's the thing. You can't call me. Nobody calls me and tell me, you touch my life, I'm about to cry, my parents put me out. When you tell me your parents put you out, I drop everything I'm doing. It's like, oh my God. Because really, in truth, I see myself as I describe myself as a freelance agent for God. So when someone's telling me their parents put that disown them, oh my God. So I got sucked at the time.
Well,
now,
you know what? Because this is Thinking Out Loud. It's Thinking Out Loud. Folks, when that call came in the very first time around, this was the first time someone shut Ade's mouth. Because he sat there and he was, thank you. So I'll just call in and praise him a little harder.
To shut him up?
want him to shut me up? I need to call in and tell him just how wonderful he is. In fact, if you're brave enough, call in today. Say, Ade, you're the greatest. You're wonderful.
Stop it. Stop it. I'm going to mute you. I'm going to mute you right now.
You,
so anyway,
you
let
me
take
a musical legend,
Betty,
until you
Betty,
start singing
I'm
and you think you can take that one back.
I'm going to mute you. I'm telling you. You get muted. Yeah, I don't want none of that. Stop it. Okay, see, I have the power, but I'll bring you back because you're my co-producer and I love you. But here's, let me tell you what was going on that day. When I was hearing it, instinctively, I had a feeling that something about this call, but it's happening live, you know? So someone telling me they're about to cry, their parents disowned them, and I'm thinking, is this a joke? And so, somehow, I couldn't even get my mouth to say anything. I'm thinking, okay, now,
all right.
If this is for real, then I really need to handle this very delicately. But if it's not, I actually thought, if it's not for real, then I start messing around, and it's for real, oh my God, it's going to be pretty messy. So that's why I was quiet. I was trying to see, but boy, I can just imagine what it's like to be punked. So, and Betty, make sure you just behave yourself. Behave yourself. So here's something else. Oh,
we are mere reflections of each other. Let me put it that way. Mere reflections of each other. And since we're thinking out loud, I want to say this before I forget it. I didn't get an invite for your webinar. I didn't get an email. I didn't get a shout out or hello or anything. What's up with that?
I can answer that. At the beginning,
does it
when
mean I don't need it? Does it mean I've transcended and made it?
Who is this being channeling? Who is Betty channeling right now? Because I said, if you think you're not on our mailing list, send us an email. But B, that means you're not on our mailing list. So you need to send an email, info@thebusinessofbeing.com.
Huh. You're telling me to send you a reminder to let me program you're putting out.
That's separate from Live Conversations Radio. So, anyway, this is what we've got to. All right, Tamara, I need you to call in. Tamara is a joker. I got something for you. Even in this thinking out loud and being silly, what I call it, and promising or teasing you that I'm going to sing, there's some seriousness to it. You know, it's like we make you laugh and we drop some truth inside your mouth while it's open. We slam dunk some truth. Like, ooh, did they just drop some truth in there? Here we go. We're going to drop some truth in. Let's take a break. We'll be back. And Betty does. She's going to keep doing what she does. And so anyway, let's take a break. You're listening to, what are you listening to? Ask Life Coach at 8347-426-3346. Tanya, I dare you to press 1. I double dare you to press 1 and think out loud. Maybe Tanya's saying, I dare you to unmute me. You have to be responsible for your own actions. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I got something really nice for you. It's all about laughter and humor and how healing it is. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Think of the shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When I was
young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And LiveConversationsRadio.com, where change begins and you make a difference by simply being the change you want to see. Before I play this audio clip, I just want to do a quick reflection. I was having this thought. I want to hear from your listeners today, actually, on a different, well, it's not different, but it is. I want to hear some of your thoughts about Monday's show. Monday's show, the title was The Domino Effect of Inspiration. I want to hear what you got from that, what you took away from that, what inspired you. Maybe had you see life differently. Maybe you've been thinking about it. Maybe you're still running high on it. Wednesday we did what would it take for you to step out your comfort zone. And yesterday, what can I say about yesterday? We have Reverend Deborah Johnson. Oh, my God. Let's hear your thoughts. The review of the last few days. What's shaking in your world? What's really going on? What's the thought you're having that you're so afraid to share? Maybe you have a thought that you've never shared with anybody and you want to let loose. Remember, Reverend Deborah talked about being authentic, being exposed. You know, when you really get into that place of exposure, then you're really living in the land of I am. You're really living from a God-centered place. But number is 347. But this number, what are you talking about? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. That's what happened when I'm multitasking, you see. I'm trying to talk, and everything is moving slow. Well, not everything. My computer is moving real slow. Like, I don't know. I know what the deal is. But anyway, so here's something about humor and laughter and the power of it. Sometimes we get so serious or trying to be grounded or trying to be enlightened and trying to find... going to God is white, God is black, religion is better, and spirituality. Sometimes just relax, let it be, let it go, live a little. Come on now.
And are you refreshed? You're ready to continue? The question that I wanted to ask you next concerns humor. I want to know what humor looks like from your perspective. And I have seen many a channel being come through people, and I've noticed that many of them lack a sense of humor, unlike yourself or yourselves or whatever the heck you are. And I'm wondering why you are different, and why Esther never laughs when you're coming through her making those wonderful jokes.
There are occasions when Abraham has laughter come close to it, but we are always aware of Esther's connection, and we are not wanting to get too far into something that might distract her from the connection that is allowing us. In other words, there is always this balance. Humor is more about surprise than anything else, and so we are very rarely surprised about anything. In other words, when you think about it, most humor is about timing. And when you are speaking from perspective of source, you have ultimate timing. And so not much sneaks up on you and catches you in that funny place. But we are enjoying bringing you to that place. Humor is, for the most part, about perspective. When a perspective that you usually have bumps up against a new perspective, sometimes it evokes that feeling of humor. And our favorite way to see you experiencing humor is when you are using it as that bridge into that new perspective.
Yes, because I've noticed that no matter where someone is, if you make them laugh, you uplift their vibration raises.
The best form of bridging that we've ever seen is seeing someone who has activated something that is making them uncomfortable and then bridging them from it. And that is the best use of humor that we know. But humor, in a topic unto itself, apart from any attempt at upliftment, is more about surprise or about timing or about sudden shifting of perspectives than anything. Yes. Actually, we are very funny here. We are in that light, good-feeling place where humor is easily achieved. And you know from your own experience, when you're happy, you find things humorous. And you can get into a dark place where nothing, no matter how funny it is funny, unless it is so absurd. In other words, sometimes we see you laughing because something is just so remarkably different than you would like it to be that humor is the response that comes forth from you. But then again, that's that contrasting thing, isn't it? Jerry and Esther had the experience of a hotel recently. There were so many things wrong with it that it was not possible to even bring it into any sort of manageable place. And as they were visiting about it, Marie called them as they were approaching, and she was in hysteria, laughing until her makeup was running down her face because there were so many things about the hotel. And Jerry said, well, tell us, is it a 5-star, a 4-star, a 3-star, a 2-star? And in the background, he hears a minus 0-star. Now what?
Oops. No. Abraham, you only get one chance. Hush up. Thank you. Yes, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. That's Abraham reminding us about laughter and just living a little and how it shifts our perspective. If you want to find out more about Abraham, you can go to abraham-hicks.com, abraham-hicks.com. You can find out more about Jerry and Esther and all the great work they're doing over there. And let's go to Betty Piggies. Betty's just full of stuff. She's like, okay, bring it. So, Betty, what say you?
What say me? Well, actually, listening to that clip, you know, brought something up for me, you know, thinking out loud. How laughter sometimes is the best way to go when we're having our most challenging and difficult times. It made me think of when you see a person fall. And the first initial thing a person want to do was laugh. I never understood why you want to instantly laugh when you see a person fall, because the person could actually hurt themselves. But all you can think of is laughing, and it brought me up to a time when my mom was changing a curtain. She's standing on the stool and she slips back and falls, and everyone was just rolling on the floor with laughter. We didn't even think for a moment she could have been hurt. It was just funny. And she wasn't hurt. She was hurt that we were laughing. But she got over it because she started to laugh too. So, yeah, sometimes you're in a situation with your spouse, your friend, or whatever. You step back and find something humorous in that situation. A while ago, I think Ade could tell you, I was telling him how I have an office at my home, and I decided to bring my computer up to my spare bedroom. And me and my sister is calculating how to move this heavy, giant hutch that we got to move up this flight of stairs into this room. And we were having so many complications trying to do it. Now, during that moment, there was nothing to laugh about. As we approach the very top of the steps, the hutch gets stuck. And we're trying to maneuver it around this corner, but every time we go to the left or to the right by an inch, we kept hearing crack, crack, crunch, which means it was slowly falling apart. Now we're getting really frustrated. We don't know how we're going to get this hutch around. So finally I said, let's give it one hee-haw and we'll do it. And we did it, and the hutch went totally to pieces. I mean, it just exploded. There was pieces all over, splinters, this, that. And we picked the hutch up piece by piece and set it where it was supposed to be put. And there we were looking at this beautiful hutch that we had only recently purchased, that we had especially bought for the computer system. And there it was in pieces and unable to be repaired. I mean, it was just unrepairable. And I remember sitting back and just started laughing. I was laughing so hard. I had tears in my eyes. Not because the hutch had broken up. It's because me and my sister always get ourselves in these situations with furniture. And I can remember texting Ade saying, see, this is what happens when you don't have a man helping you move a huge piece of furniture. And I think I put the picture, look at our beautiful hutch. It's in pieces. But we didn't get angry, my sister and I. We didn't say we just wasted a lot of money. We didn't say we should have thought this over. It was just, we just couldn't stop laughing. It was so funny. Next thing you know, we're out having dinner. So sometimes laughter, when you're in a situation, sometimes you want to just sit back and look at the humorous part of it to move quickly through it. It's one of the things I've learned from a lot of motivational people and light workers and things, that laughter really raises your vibration really big. And that's why I keep hearing people say laughter is the best medicine. It truly, truly is. I can't tell you how many times I have texted Ade when I was angry or called and made a joke out of the situation or said something to make me laugh. And him laughing at me harder made me laugh even harder. So you sometimes need a buddy to call up and say whatever. So we were thinking about this the other day, and we're like, you know, all the people listening on the show and archives and on our Facebook pages, and, you know, you got Love Streamers, Agape, you have, you know, Michael Beckwith and Hillside and all these wonderful spiritual people, even Reverend Deborah Brown.
Brown.
See what happens when I think out loud? But at any rate, we're giving examples of how to be when we get into those moments of frustration and despair and we lose it. And, you know, I told Ade we really need to do an after the show thing. People will laugh at us. If you heard what goes on after the show. But
the show after the show, right? the conversation after the show.
So I had asked Ade, I'm like, you know what? You know, is it okay to take off your spiritual hat once in a while? Put it on the table. Put it to the side. I mean, have it in reaching distance. But, you know, there are those moments in which you just don't want that spiritual hat on. And so the other day, I was telling Ade I was having a horrible time, and he's being Ade. Oh, Betty, breathe. Everything's going to be okay. And I went, I want to breathe. And everything is not okay. And at that moment, I felt good. I'm like, you know what? Sometimes you just have to say screw it and flow through it, and then pick up your spiritual hat and put it back on. Mm-hmm. So some days, and this is just my opinion, you know, some days I just have to say screw it and screw it.
I'm glad you used that version as opposed to the other version that we use when we were on the phone. But anyway.
No, I'm not going to. This is a family radio show.
Right.
But some days.
Okay, listen. Can you imagine a child asking their parent, Mommy, what does she mean by screw it? Now, and we were like, oh, God, we got to go listen to Sesame Street or something. But anyway, wait, I want to say something before you go. Go ahead.
As a parent, you got to be prepared for those things. I mean, we have enough words out here now to substitute what we really want to say that's in our brains. Mm-hmm. I said, screw it. Or flu it. Let me put it that way. Flu it. And move through it. Take off that spiritual hat, folks. Box that purse for a second. Put it back on.
Lord. Okay, Betty. While you're flu it or whatever you're doing, I want to read something that I found online about laughter. You know, I don't know. Let me just read what I see here. And there's a website here, and it talks about the top 10 reasons why laughter is good for you. Rapid breathing increases oxygen level in your body. Laughter relieves stress rapidly by reducing stress chemicals from the system. Laughter is free. Laughing changes your body chemistry. The brain releases endorphin, serotonin, dopamine into the body, affecting our sense of well-being and increasing pain tolerance. Research shows laughing reduces stress-related conditions like high blood pressure,
depression, anxiety, social phobia, heart disease, and headaches. I don't know about that one. I have a headache. Last one, I want to do is laugh. But anyway, there is also research to show the beneficial effects laughter has on things like cancer and other very serious diseases. You are likely to sleep better and feel healthier. Laughing gives a boost to the immune system, lifts our spirit, and leads to a greater sense of well-being. Regular laughing is good exercise, as it encourages deep breathing, which is known to improve lymphatic drainage, the removal of toxins from the body, and to relax muscles. Anyone can do it, regardless of age or physical ability. Now, some of you have heard of laughing yoga. Personally, for me, I think that's laughable. Because it is actually funny to actually see when I go on YouTube and see people participating in this laughing thing. And it's just trying to make themselves laugh. But for me, I don't need a group of people to make me laugh, as you guys already know. And it's so funny that we live in a world where we think if someone is funny or playing or relaxing, we think there's something wrong. We say, you play too much. Can you really play too much? You know, I think maybe the problem in the... oh, Lord, it's going on a tangent now. Maybe the problem in the world is we're too serious. We are too serious about life. And when you're serious, you're rigid. When you're rigid, you snap. When you snap, you're stressed. Everybody catches hell. And then you really don't feel your worthiness. So, you know, I trust that even this spot on that we're talking about laughter helps you look at your life. There's so many things. Abraham was saying, you know, sometimes you're so much in a funk, especially one of the things I know, even when I'm working with a client or with a friend, or even for me, when I'm stuck in a place and I'm trying to just shake myself out of it and I can't see it, like Betty was saying, I don't want to breathe. I just don't like what I'm going through. And my friend, my coach, my mentor will say something and will have me laugh out loud. Reverend Mary, who was on here about a month ago, as I told you, she's my spiritual mentor. And I recall maybe like every month, not very, you know, I guess on a monthly basis, I check in. She wants to know how I'm doing, if there are things that I'm working through, growing through. I call her up and just say, you know, help me understand this, whatever. So, and she's, I love Reverend Mary. Reverend Mary is always ready. You know, we'll set the time when I'm going to call. She's always ready. And I never know what is going to come out of her mouth. And I think it was 2 months ago, I called her, and the first thing she asked was, so you've been taking care of yourself? After I said, hello, how are you doing? She said, hey, so have you been taking care of yourself? I did not expect that question. I started laughing, and I could not stop. I was wondering, why was that funny? What is it about that was so funny? But at the same time, I knew why it was funny, because that was the time when I really was doing too much. So I was laughing at the truth of it, like, okay, God, you got me. I'm cornered now. I'm reminded. So that truth, it was so on point that I bust out laughing. But laughter, I know times when I finish after laughing, I'm so relaxed. On the show when we did Spiritually Incorrect show, Betty would tell you, I was high. I was just, there's something about laughter. It's time for us to just chill. It's time for us to just let life happen through us. I'm reminded of what Deborah Johnson said yesterday, that the whole thing is control our surrender. That it's time to just let God be God through us. And understand and remember that we're already one with God. We can relax in that truth no matter what your life looks like. You are already one with God. Nothing you need to do, nothing you need to make happen. You are already one with God. Happiness, laughter, joy are all the reminders to let you know. You look at children when they laugh. They laugh so hard that even their laughter makes you laugh. So have you laughed today? How many times have you laughed this week? We want to know. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. One of the things that I do is I like to play a song that goes kind of like in the energy of what we're talking about. The problem is, I don't have it. You said what?
I said, which is laughter.
Right,
you know,
but
laughter
right now, I don't know if there is a song. I don't know if
there's a song. Well, maybe you can sing it and then give us all a good laugh there.
No, Jesus. I'm not singing. I am not. Oh, I know
it,
what I'm
saying.
I am not singing.
You know, before I say that, I want to say this before you play that.
Okay.
I told you I was going to say this yesterday. You know, we're creating a new website for Life Conversations Radio, and I'm excited about it, and Ade's excited about it. And what I am asking, and I put this in the chat room yesterday, is for all of you who have listened consistently to the show and to the various programs that's on the show, especially those who repeatedly listen to archives that we may never see in the chat room or on the phone lines. If you could email me, and my email is bettyp.namaste@gmail.com. That's Betty, B-E-T-T-Y-P dot N-A-M-A-S-T-E at gmail.com. And if you could send in a comment or a testimony of what Life Conversations Radio has done for you, or why you like listening to it, why you come to it and listen to it at various programs, you know, we're all simply conduits of light and energy and information, and this goes a long way in helping us. You hear us say all the time, if you're at a chat room person, you hear us posting all the time, please like the show. And the reason we do it is because for some reason, Blog Talk, you can't say I like the show and then it will forever be. You have to constantly say it every time you listen to a different show. What that does is when a person comes to Blog Talk and they put something in the search, the bigger the likes, the more likes, that particular program will pop up first. It's like a Google thing. So it's very important for us. If you like the show and, you know, if you enjoy the content of the different various programs, please, you know, email me and give your testimony or a comment about it so that we may put it on this new website we're creating. Also for the host, if you love Michelle Stafford Brown, if you love Stephanie Sears, if you love the guest who has been coming on the show, if you like a particular show and it moves you, please let us know and send that, and we will also post that. It goes a great it just goes a long way in other people deciding whether they would like to come and start listening to Live Conversation Radio programming as well. So I'm asking all of you who, like I say, are constant listeners, if you're new and you like this show particularly, and if you don't, you know, we grow by knowing what other people think we're not doing correctly. And so, you know, if you have any comments one way or the other, we would love to hear from you. And you're going to hear me repeat this like a broken record. So I apologize in advance for that. But thank you, especially to all those people who listen to the archives, and we do get a lot of people listening to the archives. So I want to give them a shout-out. So thank you. So, Ade?
Well, after all of that now, you just kind of you get me in touch.
Okay,
and
yeah,
I just
plugged.
Yeah,
I'm
you
ashamed.
Plugged. Well, but really what I'm in touch with is what you said about people listening to the archive. That kind of got me in touch with, I think I was telling someone yesterday, how grateful I am, you know, to do this show
it feels like every day because I'm thinking about the shows every day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But to do the show Monday to Thursday and people come, tell their friends about it, I mean, it's how do you express gratitude? Gratitude for the support, gratitude for the opportunity to live my life and share my truth and be what I came here to be. You know, all that really, I'm just saying thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you, those of you listening live and the archives, sending texts, putting on Facebook, liking the shows, all the things, and even those of you that are going to write a testimony or not, if you think, oh, I don't know, whatever. I know that I am grateful, and you guys would never know how, maybe you will, you catch a glimpse of how much you mean to me, because radio is an interesting thing. How many radio stations are out there right now? Thousands, thousands and thousands. When you talk about it, there's so many, and you guys come regularly. I am so grateful. I am so grateful beyond words. And what can I say?
You're
I was
going to
play one song,
you're
but
tough.
I got...
You're right. Wonderful. And I want to say one more thing. I know because I'm thinking out loud and it's a pop to my head. I want to say it. You know, if you know someone who would like to be a guest on the show, Tamara Joy brought us Jill Naboo. And I'm so grateful for that meeting and having her on the show. And she's actually coming again soon. But if you know someone who would like to be a guest on the show, please forward that information to us. You have all of Ade's information. You can send it to him on his website, on his Facebook, Ask Life Coach Ade page, on my page. Just if you just know anyone who also would be willing to come on the show, and you think they will, like Jill did. I mean, she was willing and ready, and we're so grateful for that. And if Tamara knows someone, I'm sure all these wonderful people were all like energy. We all know someone. So wanted to put that out there as well, folks. So
yes, indeed. Ask Life Coach Ade, the number is 347-426-3346. And Jill can't wait to come back for another spiritual, what do you call it? A spiritual orgy. Yep, that's what it's about when you come over here.
A spiritual orgy.
She said that.
She's actually coming back, and she's going to be talking about feng shuiing your relationships. So
oh, what a segue.
I know.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to be cutting up on that show. Okay,
I can't wait for that one. I told her, I said, what about people who are not in a relationship? Mm-hmm. And she has some for that, too. So I can't wait for that one.
And this is what I say to people who are not in a romantic relationship. You don't want it. Yes. If you do, you'll be in one. Okay, I know. Ponder on that, Betty. I'm gonna mute you. Ponder on that while I play this song. I'll be right back. So don't complain and all that other stuff. If you ain't in a romantic relationship, it's because you don't want it. Yep, I said it.
From the flow to the ceiling, we build it, they crumbling. 2013 in a new world coming. Only do this cause I'm trying to touch a million. Singing these songs got the whole world reeling. While they chilling, we warming. We spark the movement while y'all so boring. Yeah, and we do this for the little ones, so they know they can shine when they see the sun. And there's no time for giving up, so just know that it's already done. From Shanghai to Chi-Town, we show love as soon as we touch down. We take this higher, fuel the atmosphere when we burn that fire.
My life, my life, my life, my life, my life, my life.
Purple
down, sitting on the top of the charts and the world like a poster. Dead that new dog, rose from the gutter. This sound waking people up like a rooster. Or the ruler, call me the ruler. This ain't the ordinary vibe that you used to. We getting it, and y'all bumming. 2013 in a new world building. Got the whole world feeling this. Don't try to front like you ain't gon' get the dip. When it rides to a zenith, all seeing eye at the top of the pyramid. Movement is global, struggle is urban. Locks wrapped around on my head like a turban. Don't be mad, cause I'm fresh like a virgin. Walk like a king with the heart of a servant.
My life, my life, my life, my life, my life.
Purple Crown, Purple Crown, a.k.a. Taj Abdul-Samad. Purple Crown, you guys remember back in the day the group called The Boys? What's their song? What's one of their songs? Yeah, I'll YouTube it. But the group called The Boys. Taj is one of them. Wait, keep it down. I'm trying to talk. Yeah, he's one of the brothers. Taj is one of them. What's the other guy in California right now? Bilal. So anyway, if you want to find out more about Taj, you can go to Facebook, Taj Abdul Samad. You'll find him on there, a.k.a. Purple Crown. And Tamara, I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you for spreading the word. Rebecca, thank you, thank you. And it's funny because Tamara is in the Love Streamers chat room, telling them that we're talking about a spiritual orgy. And at the same time, just as soon as Rebecca said, oh yeah, I just turned that day on. Oh my God, whose idea was this to do this kind of show? It's Betty. Number 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. God, there's so many things that I'm clicking over here. Let's see. Tamara's talking about... No, I'm not going to do that. Oh, I do believe I found out what I will be doing for the next 14 weeks. Okay, what are you going to be doing for the next 14 weeks, Rebecca? Oh, okay, cool, got it. Okay, got it. But, take a quick break, just some reminders, some PSAs, and we'll be right back. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Thank you, Electra, for sharing the information on Twitter. Tamara, thank you for sharing Tamara and Rebecca, thank you for sharing the link in, what's that place called again? You know, the Love Streamers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And those of you listening on the phone line or those listening on the archive, if you want to find out what the Love Streamers web group is, well, you're going to have to talk to Tamara. Tamara is a gatekeeper. You know, you may not be allowed. You have to have a lot of love. You have to be oozing love. And if you're not oozing love, we can't have you in there. We can't have you in there. But if you want, maybe send me a note. I may invite you. But you have to go through a special what they call that thing when you join the sorority, initiation. You know, you might have to. I can't say what I just thought of. Okay, you might just have to just find the jingle and just stop talking. Find the jingle and stop talking. You can think out loud, but you got to be careful sometimes. Your mind. I'm thinking out loud right now. All right, let's just do this. Let me shut up.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see. If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer. And go to 4parents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Yes, indeed, lifeconversationsradio.com, and you're listening to Ask Life Coach at 8347-426-3346. So, talking about sex, you know, we're talking about spiritual orgy. Betty said, first time she heard me say something about sexual energy on the show, she took a gasp. She was like, did he just say that? Yes, I did. I certainly did. What is it about sexuality? What is it about sex and sexuality that we're so afraid of? Well, I mean, I posted an article on sex, sexuality, and the church on my Facebook page yesterday. But there's a lot of healing that needs to be done when it comes to sex and sexuality. We're so afraid of our own power, of our own healing energy. I mean, your sexual energy is your creative energy. It is your life force. A healthy sexuality is a healthy attitude. But we've become a society where we're like, it's funny because in America, people say, well, we're a bit timid about sexuality in America. You know, in Europe, they're more open. What? I don't know what you're talking about. In Europe, they say, well, you know, we British, particularly England, because that's my example, where I have my experience in England, they say, well, you know, we British, we're very conservative. In America, you know, they're more open. We just play this mental game. It's a load of rubbish. It's actually a load of rubbish. So we pass these games and make excuses about why we don't talk about what is it that, we, you know, earlier I was saying about romantic relationship, if you're not in it, it's because you don't want it. But what is it about sexuality that causes us to be afraid of our sexuality? What is it about relationship that freaks us out? What is it about sex that have people losing their mind? You can't talk about it. There's some words you can't say. I know for me, there are words that, you know, according to FCC, there are words you can say now that normally you probably couldn't say. Well, you couldn't say on radio maybe 10 years ago, but you can say it now as long as there's a, what's the definition? I can't remember, but kind of like the B word, because I'm not even comfortable to say it yet. My own conditioning, you know? You watch television now, people say, she's a that. I'm not comfortable with saying it with all my talking, but what is it about that causes us to, be afraid to be, I don't know what it is, Betty. Maybe you have a clue. Maybe you have an idea, but I know religion has something to do with it. It's like children. I'm going to go off on a tangent. I don't want to do that. Let me go to Betty. I'm going to go. I know some of you are like, oh, go on a tangent, but I'm not going on a tangent because today's show is not supposed to be serious. Today's show is about thinking about expressing what's on my mind. That's on my mind. But what is it? I really want to know, actually. What is it about sex and sexuality? Because sex and sexuality are two different things. They're two different things. What is it about sex and sexuality that causes people to freak out? Let's see. Speaking of freaking out, let me make sure. Okay. Oh, Lord. I was getting worried there. Betty, where are you? I unmuted you. Don't be trying to get quiet now. You're afraid to talk about sex? Let's talk about sex. But
I'm never afraid to talk about sex.
Okay, I got it. All right. Oh, Lord. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not. Some people might be afraid to hear what I got to say about it.
I know that's right.
You know, their face turn red or something. But, I'm only pulling out what's in their head. You know, I'm thinking out loud for them. So.
I'm not even going to think. Go ahead.
I think it's just the era you grew up in. Church, yeah, does play a big factor. You know, it was so funny. I was listening to an episode of Frasier last night, and you guys, you know, Ade and I always talk about Frasier, him being Frasier and I being his Ross. If you've ever watched Frasier, you know what I mean. But at any rate, there was an episode where his father, who was 63 years old, gets a lady friend, and they get up in the morning and she comes out of the bedroom, and so everyone's sort of shocked just to see her come out of the bedroom. They don't have no idea what she did. They just instantly went to sex. And so Frasier, being the therapist, and he's a therapist, has a therapy type radio program, gets on the air and starts saying how his father had this intimate thing with this lady friend, and how he cringed at it at first, and blah blah blah, and how they got along, and they were happy, and it was talking about the sexual part of it. And we got home, everyone was mortified, including the father. And the father says, "Sex is something, you know, that, you know, back in the day you didn't talk about. You know, it was kept private. It was a very private thing." And I laughed. So it's funny you would bring that up, you know. And I was just watching this show, and I think it is. I think back in the day, it was a very private thing because it was. I think it's private now because, you know, maybe religion still do have a huge factor in it. I'm just thinking out loud here. I'm definitely not a therapist or anything or expert on the subject, but I had a young lady who sat down with me to have a reading the other day, and it was the first time this happened, and she said, "I'm frustrated, you know, because I have this huge sexual appetite and my boyfriend don't, and he's boring me." And
oh,
it
Lord.
Threw me for a second, you know, because I'm like, wow, we're in that time now where it's becoming more and more open. I'm definitely not one to talk about it. You know, sexuality, you mentioned the word sex, and that people can think about the bedroom or something. But it is a natural part of us. I think we tend to not realize that. It's a natural part of us, that that energy that has to be utilized, and we don't use it. I said to Ade when we were doing the Friends with Benefit show, for those of you who remember it, for those of you who didn't listen to it, I advise you to, I would like you to go and listen to it again on the archives, but it was a lively show. But we were doing the Friends with Benefits show, and I had told Ade in a private conversation as we were discussing the show that I think a lot of pedophiles and a lot of rapists and a lot of other things would be eliminated if people expressed their sexuality a little more or didn't feel it was such a taboo thing or anything like that. And Ade's the only host that I hear on the radio who will just bring it up, you know, just like you're talking about the weather. Oh, folks, that's sexual energy. Oh, you need to use your sexuality for creativity. And so I laugh. And I was doing a reading the other day, and the lady was sitting there at the business. Well, she was my sister's friend. And I said, you know, on Live Conversations Radio, you know, the host always talking about, you know, creativity and sexual energy. And she started laughing. So I don't know. You know, I don't know. I just think that it's something we need to talk more about with our kids, so this next generation don't have all these sexual frustrations and it's a taboo thing. It's a God-given energy.
Without sex or sexuality, we won't even be here. So I would say, you know, we demonize our sexuality, we demonize sex because we don't value our life. Because without sex and intercourse and making love, you won't be here. That's the process through life comes through. So, of course, we don't value life, so we don't value the process of creating life. That's what I think it is. When we begin to value life and all that life brings to us, then we'll have a different appreciation. Rebecca in the chat room said, it's because we're all pretty much raised in a Christian way and it's considered taboo. She said she remembers going to the first Religious Science Institute Center and hearing the minister say, if you just came in from a threesome, then you're welcome here. She said then she knew she was home.
it is something. I was just watching one of those reality shows the other day, and there was the father who was seeing his daughter in this little tight dress, and the daughter's 16 years old. And then the mother says, you know, it's time for us to sit down and talk to her about, you know, sex and the boys. I'm thinking, wow, at 16, I think you're a little late. But at any rate, the father was like, no, you know, she don't need to hear it right now. This is my little girl. And I'm looking at this as a, you know, actual reality show today, and I'm thinking a lot of parents are still like this father, saying, no, wait till she get a little older. And his thing was, you have sex when you are married and you don't discuss it. And so if she's not bringing it to us, then we're okay. And that was his thing. And the wife says, well, you know, it's different than we were growing up. Things are different than we were growing up. You know, don't mean that, you know, she has to bring it to you, that she's not thinking about it. So, you know, a lot of parents are still thinking that way out there. It's just a taboo thing.
I think the idea of saying wait till you get married to have sex is a dangerous idea. It's a ridiculous idea, especially if we don't talk about it beforehand. So you wait till you get married. You just learning about this thing called sex and your sexuality, and you start learning how to explore yourself and, you know, just interact with your partner. And suddenly there's some things that's not working for you, and you can't even talk about it. And then they say, oh, don't get divorced, because if you do, you're going to go to hell. What kind of crap is that? So, okay. The other thing that really winds me up is the idea when we're talking to young people about sex, making love or whatever, we don't really talk about sexuality, but we focus on the sex, we focus on genitalia. It's ridiculous. We tell them the dangerous aspect of it. We tell them, oh, you watch out for HIV/AIDS, you might have a sexually transmitted disease. We're literally killing our own souls if the best thing you can say about not having sex are the bad things about it. I wonder, and I believe it is, so I'm more than wondering, the reason we're catching all this disease when it comes to sex is because our mind is confused about sexuality. We have negative thoughts about sex, not even sexuality. We don't even go that far. We have negative thought about sex, so we have a diseased mindset about sex. So of course, when you're making love, when you're having sex, when you're hitting it, when you're knocking boots, whatever you want to say, and you're feeling guilty, and we're talking about law of attraction, you can't help but attract more of that. But if we now remind children, us parents, if we remember, it's a beautiful act. I mean, that's a place where you get to touch your God consciousness. When you're making love, you are at one with yourself. You are authentic. You're not even thinking. I mean, what better place to be? And until we become free, until we allow ourselves to be free about expressing it, sharing it. Now, let me qualify that. I don't mean running around to just share it with anybody else. But no, actually, let me rephrase that. I don't care what you do with your sex and sexuality. That's on you. But the thing is, when we don't share, when we're not free with it, then people are going to do crazy things. If you tell a child, don't touch that, I got to go in the room, don't touch that, something in the child is going to go, don't touch that, why not? But if you put it down, then you don't tell the child, don't touch it, the child won't even notice it in the room. We need to rethink what it means to be a parent. We need to rethink sex. We need to, and I say, let's stop blaming Christianity and religion for it. There are people who are not religious that have issues talking about sexuality and sex. Are you, as an adult, as a mother, as an aunt, as an uncle, as a father, as a grandmother, are you comfortable talking to a child about sex? Can you honestly sit with a child and talk about the good aspect of sex and how it feels good and not be nervous and not be afraid? That's the question to ask yourself. Now, I understand boundaries, that as an uncle, you may not want to talk to your niece and nephews, or as an uncle, you definitely don't want to talk to your niece about sex and sexuality in this day and age. And that's another thing. That's another thing. You know, it's like we're men.
You know what, Ajay? Let me say this.
Go for it.
I think one of the things is it's not maybe on a super subconscious level. It's not that they're afraid to, but it's almost as like they're saying we don't want to make it seem like we're giving them permission to go out and do this. I think there's a fine line. When they're saying, you know what, it's okay, it's creative, it's God's thing, and we're talking about it through this new awakening way, that they don't want to then feel like they're saying, okay, now go out there, you can have some sex, and it's going to be fine. So there's still that old Southern, you know, old-fashioned tradition that says, I still choose for my child to only get into the act of sex. They can be sexual. They can show their sexuality, but I don't want them to do the act. However, if I sit down and start telling them how beautiful and wonderful and godlike it is and how it's created and we shouldn't be afraid, am I giving them permission now to go out amongst their friends and have sex? And so I think that might be a little bit of a hesitancy there of, I don't want to seem like I'm giving them permission, though, even though I want to tell them it's a good thing. You know, I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
I understand. But and now I just say, I would flat out say that's a load of rubbish. Don't we tell teenagers how you got to accept Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? When you find Jesus, when you find God, you're going to be happy and joyful. And kids are like, get out my face. If that thought process worked, why aren't teenagers running to church because their parents tell them Jesus Christ and God is going to save them and give them all this joy? Teenagers would tell you, no, that religion
because
is for old
different.
People.
That's different.
How
Jesus
is it different?
Christ and whatever. Because they know that most teenagers are not going to even care about going into church, but they are thinking about sexual things. So you can tell them how great Jesus is all day long, but
okay, you
that's
know what?
Not what's on their
you
brain.
Know what? You know what? We're doing a show next week about sex and sexuality. I got some people in mind. We're doing a show on sex and because I think that's a load of rubbish. We justify our mindset. You know, Reverend Deborah said one time, I think Tamara might even remember the conversation, when you defend your weakness, you own it. People would say, well, they know children are not running to church, so they don't need to so if they're not running to it, you tell them how great it is. But if they're running to it, you tell them how bad it is. What a crazy mindset.
It is a crazy mindset. It could be a crazy mindset, but you have to understand where people's minds are at. You know, would I call it crazy thinking, funky thinking, or whatever when it comes to that? I'm going to say it is what it is. That's where they're at, you know, in this moment in time in their own spiritual progression. But for
yes.
them, you know, it's just a truth to them. You know, there's a lot of things that people would discuss with a person and they know they won't run to. But like I say, sex is different for them. It's they still have that twinge of old-fashionedness. Being a little bit old-fashioned about certain things, and that's one of them. I don't know. Like you say, you want to have a show?
No, that's cool. It's good. I'm ready to blow that sucker right open next week. I am so ready. I mean, I'm not frustrated, folks. I'm just angry. But anyway,
can't get angry at what is. It is what it is.
No, and I'm going to change that. I'm going to change that. So Rebecca said in the chat room, I just have never believed in sin. Couldn't see how a God that gave us such blessing as orgasm would send us to some fiery place if we enjoyed it. It is absolutely ridiculous. I agree with you, sister friend. We're going to talk about it. There are mothers, there are women who feel guilty about enjoying themselves when they have sex. It's ridiculous. It's the one of God's greatest blessings. Oh, my God. Trust me. If you... Sex can be a religion, you know, and you can make contact with God.
You know what? Let me
put
it this
stuff.
Way. It's not being guilty about having sex, you know, because they feel if they don't enjoy it, they might not say it. What people feel guilty about is masturbation and having and enjoying
it's all
themselves.
The state, masturbation,
guilty,
sex, orgasm.
Guilty thing. So,
well, Tanya, we got
bring
let's
that discussion sex. On, my friend.
Next,
bring
Tanya,
it on.
Bring the next week. Bring it next week. Tanya wanted to add something, but we're not running out of time. We've got to wrap the show. We've got to release the show. But anyway, next week, I'm so on fire now. Ooh, fire. Let's do it. audience, listeners, send in your questions, your comment. We're going to talk about it next week. Sex and sexuality. Let's embrace it. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Thank you, Betty. Thank you all. We'll be back next Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you on Friday, 8 p.m. for Business of Being webinar. I'll send the invite. If you don't have it, join us. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.